What's up, Dog Pound? Happy Thursday. Nathan Zagura here with today's edition of the Browns Huddle. We started our position previews yesterday with a look at the quarterbacks. Now we're going to take a look at the wide receivers. A lot of additions to this room here in the offseason. The team brought in Dwayne Bowe and Brian Hartline, two veterans, and of course drafted Vince Maley, the rookie out of Washington State. When you look at this group, the depth chart, pretty set, I think. Top receivers, Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, they'll come into the season as the number one and number two. Andrew Hawkins will move back into his slot role, number three. Remember, he had over 820 yards last year, career high, leading this team. Then you've got Taylor Gabriel, who caught over 600 yards receiving, averaging 17 yards a catch, third best in the NFL, and he has been the star of the offseason. He is going to push to be a starter in two wide receiver sets. He has been that good, consistently generating separation and getting down the field against all comers. And then Vince Maley, the draft pick in the fourth round out of Washington State, over 100 catches last year, two games of more than 250 yards receiving, six games over 100 yards. He was prolific in college. Big, strong guy, kind of built like an Anquan Boldin. They think he can be that physical type of wide receiver. I think those five guys are on the team. The real battle is going to come at the sixth receiver spot. You have Marlon Moore, a special teams ace. Now, that's going to be important because you brought in Andy Lee. You need a great gunner. Moore is one of those. Rodney Smith, 6'5". He's been fantastic in the offseason. Brings a size, speed dimension that this team doesn't have at wide receiver. And then, of course, there's Travis Benjamin, a staple on this team, a vertical threat. He, of course, caught the game-winning touchdown against Tennessee in the largest road comeback in NFL history. Where does he fit in? Is he back as a returner? Does he come in as that sixth receiver and returner? Do they keep seven receivers? We don't know. And then the wild card, of course, newly signed Terrell Pryor, 6'6". 230, runs a 4.4 40, so he's got that size speed, but of course has been a quarterback his entire time in the NFL. We'll see how he transitions to wide receiver. A lot to look at in this group in training camp, and we'll see it in about a month's time. That'll do it for today's edition of the Browns Huddle. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for the latest on your Browns.